This month on the Marketing Me podcast, we're talking about money. I figured it was the perfect topic to cover as we come up to the end of financial year. Anyway, many of us have a love-hate relationship with money. We love it when we have it and hate it when we don't have enough of it. So what are your spending habits like? Do you maybe get excited when you've had a big business month and splurge on something extravagant, but then 1 month later, you realize that money would have come in handy when an unexpected expense comes up? In today's episode, I'm chatting with Cherie Dumbrell about money habits and how we can protect our money from ourselves. And she doesn't believe in budgets. She prefers spending plans. Doesn't that sound more fun? Well, that's enough from me. Let's get started. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Cherie Dumbrell. Welcome, Cherie.
Oh, welcome. Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me here, and I'm excited to share some little gems.
Yes, I'm excited about this, all about money this month. So this is going to be, I mean, we recently, a while ago maybe, connected through BX Network. And I thought it was a really interesting approach you took to money. So I thought I had to get you on. But yes, I'll just give you, just read out your bios. Everyone knows who you are. So Cherie's passion and inspiring enthusiasm for teaching money truths and honesty will captivate your attention and lead you to real change. Her tried and true strategies and tools quickly transition individuals and families from financial stress to financial success. I love that. With her help, you can quickly transform your financial flabbiness, I love that too, into financial fitness by learning money truths and those tried and true money tools. Cherie takes you beyond a budget and into a proven spending plan to help you become a happier saver and spender. So like I said, I'm really interested to go into this. But first of all, Cherie, can you share with us, that was hard to say, more about your business journey and what's unique about the business you've created?
Yes. Okay. So the business, my business journey started about 6 years ago. And I had used this system that I now teach people for going on 20 years now. And when the opportunity came to actually become a certified spending planner, and just to let you know, just a little trivia, that financial planners really only came to fruition in about 1987. So we've had, you know, those are kind of new. And now there's this new industry, certified spending planners, which everyone is in that position to have, because that's your day-to-day finances. And so when the opportunity came to certify, I'd used the program at that time for 16 years. It's like, definitely, it had totally changed our family finances. So yeah, so I did that. And yeah, I just love helping people stop budgeting and creating a spending plan, which really works and really works fast.
Love that. And can you just explain to everyone what's the difference between a budget and spending plan?
Yes. So a budget is two-dimensional. Okay. A budget talks about income and then expenses. So any budget you have, you'll see put income in and then they start subtracting the expenses. A budget says it should work. You make $80,000 a year. You spend $79,000. It should work. But the problem is all those $79,000 expenses don't come at the end of the year when you've made your $80,000. They start coming in January and in February. And then there's that big month where lots of them come in. Yet you haven't made the money. So that's where it guesses a budget, but it's not telling, it's not having that missing dimension of timing or cash flow. You need to know when your money comes in, when your money goes out, and on what days and how often they happen, so that it will create a future bank statement showing you what your finances are going to be like in the next year and up to 30 years, where currently we receive a bank statement on where you spent your money in the past. That doesn't change anything. If anything, it makes you feel depressed and you think, okay, I just want to do better. So why not stop focusing on the past and tracking your spending and taking some initial time, like I did 19 years ago, plan your spending. And generally our spending, you know, yes, it adjusts as your family. You know, when I was a mom of my husband, I had 5 children. Now, none of them are dependent on me. Things have changed, but I still pay electricity. I still pay water. They just have decreased. And so by initially creating a spending plan, then you can just, it gives you your roadmap. It's like a GPS and shows you exactly how to do it. It really simplifies your finances. And so it takes me maybe 10 minutes a month because we get paid monthly. Where when I did budgeting, I would spend, we got paid weekly back then, I would spend a couple hours a week trying to do it. And then half the time it didn't work because a budget guesses, because it doesn't have all the information. Where a spending plan, because we add in the timing or the cash flow, it shows you 100% that you will be able to have the money on any day of the year in the future. Could you see your future bank balances of all your accounts? It will show you that you can, that things will be there. And so that brings financial peace. That's what I offer people. And it comes really fast. As soon as we get your information in the plan, you have financial peace. It's not, it has nothing to do with money. It has to be having a system that's going to show you what your money can do. And then you just follow it. So I teach money truths because that's what the software, it shows you your truth, where a budget doesn't. A budget's just giving you half the story and saying it should work, but good luck. Okay.
It's so and funny because my husband keeps saying to me, because he goes, oh, you have to get a budget together. You have to get a budget. And because looking at my profit loss statements, you know, with my bookkeeper, it just, look, for me, that stuff just doesn't make sense. It's a whole other thing. And it's because it's also like, you know, depreciation and all, and things were put in for, you know, fields were put in every month that I'm going to spend money every month in that area, but I don't. Like, it might be only buy gifts once a year at Christmas. I'm trying to change that, but, you know, just for example. And so that's those saying every month I've got a budget for that. And I'm like, but I don't, but I do want to have the money aside. And just, yeah, it just does my head in. So I'm listening intently. So if I can do something different. So is there like, do you, or one side, do you have a template that we could, you know, get access to? And the other thing is, yeah, if you kind of paint a picture of how this looks, is it like a column for the days that your usual expenses come out, so you know exactly, is it like a month kind of thing mapped down? You know exactly when's what coming in, what's going out.
Okay, first of all, it's not a template. It is not a glorified Excel complicated worksheet, which a lot of people, when they create them, they're so proud of themselves.
Yes, my husband's an Excel spreadsheet.
their partner usually is like me. And luckily, my husband's not an Excel person. It's like, it's just a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
I like pictures. I like to see. I'm very visual.
Give me pictures. I'll understand pictures.
Yeah, give me pictures. And so the spending plan software, it is a web-based software. In itself, it's only $10 a month. And you put in all your information, and that's basically a one-time thing. I did that 19 years ago. You put in your information, and then it will show you how you can... It shows you your it shows you your next 12 months like a crystal ball. It shows you all your bank balances. It will, green is good. So if it has a green balance at the end of that day, that's green. If it's red, then we know, okay, we have a problem in the future, but it's in the future. So you can make adjustments now. And that's what I do, is I teach people how to actually get their plan, put things in their plan, and get it to be perfect so that it shows your perfect spending year. And then we just follow it. I also teach effective bank structure, because the banks don't teach us that, because they want us to muck up their our money so that we go to them for a credit card and a personal loan. So that is the first thing I teach, is bank account structure. Prior to that, though, I teach the six ways you spend your money. There are six ways we spend our money, and they are weekly expenses, your food, fuel, fun, and incidentals. Okay, that's the amount that we give ourselves every week to spend, and we keep to it because that's one area that we could just keep spending. Okay, so we have to give ourselves a limit, and that's a way. It's its own account, our spending account. And then we have the second area is all our regular predictable expenses, which start with our bills. Okay, they're regular, aren't they? But there's also things like getting your hair done and going to the gym, and birthdays are regular and predictable. So are Christmas and all the things that you basically spend your money on within a 12-month period that you can predict and say generally on, you know, then you put those in there. The next expense type is products, things we buy, okay, things we need or things we want, okay, which is a big difference. At this point is when people put their head in the sand and they think, you know, and especially the younger ones, you know, they want that first car. I got a car for $15,000. Wow. And then I educate them to say, but that's the cheap part. And they say, oh yeah, I know I have to pay petrol. No, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the insurance, the registration. They say, oh yeah, I know that. I said, but how about replacing the battery and replacing the tires and getting it serviced? And then what happens if something like me last year, I hit a kangaroo?
Oh, wow.
And guess what? The kangaroo does not have insurance. Isn't that frustrating?
Oh, so I bet. Did you try some details?
Luckily, it was the same. My excess, I always have a high excess because I rarely don't get in accidents. And so I had to have that money somewhere so that I didn't. And so that is the fourth expense that we forget about, repairing things. I had this bumper, which is going to go in on Monday to get repaired. It's going to be $1,000. But I had that money because I don't have my head in the sand and know nothing's going to happen bad to me. I am not going to
repair stuff. That just surprises people, doesn't it? It's like, now I've got this. I didn't even think about that. I've got to find the money for that. Yeah,
exactly. And in budgets, most budgets, occasionally you might see a budget that might say repairs, but it doesn't specifically say all the things that they may need repairing. It doesn't really accommodate. And so, we have to have that. And anyone who has a car needs to have what I call the big bad wolf account, which is the big bad wolf, the three pigs. That's an analogy I teach with bank structure. He's going to come and visit you, especially if you have a car. Okay, little Skippy might just skip across the road when he's not supposed to. You have to have that money, that excess for your insurance, available. Otherwise, you're going to have to go into debt or steal from your savings to get that. So we know things might happen, so let's just plan for them. That brings peace of mind. Then the fifth one is things need replacing. Eventually your fridge will need replacing. They don't go on forever. Your bed and things like that. So we need to look into the next 10 years. What needs replacing in the next 10 years? Let's make a plan. If I put a few dollars away, and the software does all this for you, you never have to use a calculator. I'm actually terrible at math. and
oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I am. I didn't even get to algebra at high school. I did pre-algebra because I wasn't, it just didn't. But it's good. You don't have to be good with math. It makes you brilliant, the software, because it does all the fancy things. So yeah, we have to know what we need to replace in the next 10 years that are needs, not wants. What do we need that we need to, so that when things break down, we have the money. Now you might be thinking by now, wow, that's, there goes all my money just right there in those first five. No, because these things, hopefully your big bad wolf doesn't get used every for a while. Hopefully you're not going to have too many emergencies, you know, but when you do, you're going to have it. Your long-term expenses, we have long-term to save for them. It's not, you don't need it for 10 years. So it's only going to be like a dollar a week to get that. Then the last one is your once in a lifetime occurrences. You know, you go get your education, you get married, you have your, buy your first home, you have a child, you go on holidays, you retire. Okay. Those are things that we need to have a plan for. So that's what I do, is I help people in the spending plan system and bank account structure that allows for each of those type of expenses so that you have every aspect covered. So there is no putting the head in the sand. There is no playing the victim. Oh, so poor me. And it's like, no, poor you is just, you know, you were just trying to think it wasn't going to happen to you, even though you knew it could happen. So by having a plan and a spending plan for all those six types of expenses will bring you so much peace. And that's what I do, and do that very quickly as we put things in. I have a whole, it's a worksheet that has six types of expenses and all the ways that you will spend your money in that area. So I've already done all that thinking for you. You just have to say, do I spend my money on that? And if so, how much and how often, and when's the next date it's due? Because those are the two things that have to do with timing. And then it creates your beautiful spending plan and shows you that for most people, wow, you can afford your lifestyle.
Nice.
That they've been really stressing over, because a budget only says good luck, it should work. And because it's not 100%, they just sit and stress about it.
Yeah.
Where a plan will show them it can work. But then for others, it may say, you know, you're spending too much. It's going to tell them their truth. Which is good, because then they can make a plan to be honest and to stick to what they have.
Love it. And so this software, is this accessible on your website? Or
no, the actual software is, you have to get it from a certified spending planner, because it's okay. Not the school teacher who created it when he was a young father from the Sunshine Coast. And of course, you know, there's Barefoot Investor out there. There's, you can go online and there's so many people showing their Excel worksheets and all this stuff, but not, most people are like me. They're not good with numbers and math or anything. They have a goal and they may not stick to it. They need someone who's going to hold their hand to create their plan and also to give them accountability once they do, because it is a mind shift. Budgeting is very heavy on the past. A spending plan, we focus on the future. So in a budget, people are saying, okay, I have a bill coming up in 6 months. I'm going to put this much away each week for this bill. And I'm going to put it in this account so I don't spend it. And where a spending plan, you don't do that. We get rid of all your installment payments. You just say, tell the plan, this is when the bill's due. This is how much I need. And it will tell you, it will calculate.
Oh, this is game changing. I'm going to have to get my hands on it.
Yeah, it is a game changer. And when I say to people, yeah, when I say, hey, this will dramatically change your financial life.
Yeah.
And that's without going in and getting another job or whatever. They say, oh, they said this one, she goes, I trusted you, but I was sure. I thought I'll just test it. She did it. And after like 3 weeks, she's like, you're so right. And I said, I know. And she was one of those Excel queens who just, yeah, you know, and so she stopped using her Excel. It takes as little as 10 minutes a week to do your finances.
Oh, I love that.
It's so, because you've already invested the time
initially
to set it up of how you want to spend your money. And yeah, that's where the honesty comes in, is you then need to be honest to what is most important to you. And for me, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom for 27 years. And as you can hear, I'm not a native Australian. Okay. My family all live in the US. And so in those 27 years, I needed to go home and see my mom and my dad and my siblings. And so I had to be really good with money. That was my why. That was my reason. You have to have a why. You want to be better with money. Otherwise, you're just going to waste your money and you're not going to, you're just going to live in the here and the now. But for me, like I'm going on a trip in a couple months back to the States. Now, I haven't been for 2.5 years because of COVID. Money has been there for over 2 years, basically. But it's there because I'm constantly always looking ahead. What do I want in the future? And I'm, the software will say, you need to put this much aside in this account. So that when you need it, the money is there.
Awesome. So, and what's the software called?
Spending Planner.
Just Spending
Planner. So it's a bit, let me explain the thing. So my business is Essential Spending Planner because it's essential that you have a spending plan. And ESP is basically what the software does. It lets you see into the future before it happens. I am a certified spending planner. The software is called the Spending Planner. So I hadn't really thought all that through when I named it all. It can be a bit confusing, but yes. So
people can DIY with the spending planner, then come to you and go, all right,
yeah, you can
help me actually make this happen and keep me accountable. And what does this actually mean? And what do I do with this information I've now realized? And how do I make changes? Yeah.
Yeah. I have varying services to where you can just get access to the software, but you get no training. And I will say that you're not going to know how to totally use it because it's out of the box, but because it's out of the box thinking, it actually works. Because if a budgeting worked, none of us would have money problems.
Yeah.
A spending plan does work.
Because we did have a budget. And then, yeah, we had a budget and we're like, how come the money in the bank account still going down? Like, how come it's not going up? It didn't make sense. I think it was matching spending and what was bringing in. And so we never quite, adding on in our bank account. It was just, it was like, okay, you earn money to spend it straight away and then that's it.
Yeah. And with a budget, that word in itself is like, sounds restricting. It's not a happy word.
No, it's not, is it? Like, I've been procrastinating about putting this budget for weeks.
Exactly. But if I were to say to you, hey, Leanne, we're going to create a spending plan. Doesn't that sound, because that's what it is. We are going to
spending is a positive thing. Yeah, spending is a positive thing. Budget, if you're like, I can't spend anything. Exactly. We're spending. You're spending. It's fun. It's retail therapy. Yeah.
That's right. And it's even the words. When my people start creating their spending plan and their friend says, hey, let's go on a shopping spree. Instead of saying the word, I can't, they change it to the word, I don't choose to do that. Because I don't want to, I want to have my why. So the word that just can't, using the word can't, is like the word budget. It's poor me, poor victim, I can't do that. But when you say, I don't want to do that because I have a greater goal, that's empowering.
Yeah.
And so it reminds you that. And so, yes, with budget is kind of restricting it. But if you imagine, here up there is a mountain. That's one of my first paintings. And say we're going to the mountains to go skiing. And how are you going to get there? Well, you're going to put it in your GPS and you're going to look out your windscreen because you're going to keep your eye on the goal of where you're going. And then we have a rear view mirror. Okay. And so looking out the windscreen is looking, it's like your plan. If you haven't got there yet, but you're doing it. So that's a spending plan. But the rear view mirror is like a budget. Now, what would happen if you looked in the rearview mirror the whole time? Now, if you imagine going, it's not a straight line to this mountain. There's lots of curves. What's going to happen the first time you come to a curve when you're looking in your rearview mirror?
Veer off the road.
You're going to crash. Exactly. Yeah. But that's, the rearview mirror is kind of like a budget. If you focus all on where you spent your money in the past, it's not going to help you in how you're going to spend it in the future. It's gone. Your money's gone. Your bank statement is there for a quick purpose, but it's really for the banking's purpose. I've never heard anyone say, I wish I would have spent more money last year. or last month when they see their bank statement. They always are saying, I want to do better next month. So we in the spending plan have, just like you do when you drive, when you look in that rearview mirror, it's a quick glance. And I'm talking, we do a very, very quick glance in there to say, yep, I kept to my plan, but let's just move forward and continue to live our plan.
So yeah, what do you do? So you kind of say, for example, you look at the plan from last month and that it should be, it's only really a prediction, isn't it? It's not really.
It is a prediction. It is a prediction. And but it's a prediction showing on any day of the year what your bank balance will be for that account, for all each of your accounts. It's going to show you. And it's not a month by month budget. You're always seeing 12 months in advance. Because when you do your little, what I call monitoring each month, each week, you're just saying, in the last week, the plan said I was going to spend this money. Yep, I spent it. Okay. Then it's going to show you the next 12 months again.
And do you update with what you actually spent? Do you do that in it? Or is it you just keep it, you just don't touch it?
No. There is a button in there only because some people wanted it. Yet the creator said, that's if you want that, just look in your bank account. we're focusing on the future, not the past. If you want to know where you spent your money, and because most of our spending comes out of the one account, just look at your bank, you'll see. And even if, depending on your bank, and most of them do this now, I know Commonwealth, they'll tell you how much you spent on fast food. Mm. They'll categorize it for you already. So in that sense too. So it's nothing you feed into it because it hasn't happened. A budget you feed into, you can bank feed in or enter thing in. And that's what I did 19 years ago. And that was prior to bank feeding. I would spend hours entering in every cent that I spent into a software. But a plan hasn't happened. So it's the blueprint of like the house you're living in. If someone stole that blueprint, they can't live in it.
Yeah. So if you look at your bank account and go, oh, well, look, I obviously spent over. So I just have to really be reflective on that.
Yeah. And it's going to show you that when you say what you spend, if you said, oh, something came in a little bit more or a little bit less, it's going to show you what that did. It's going to recalculate it. But it's great. Like for us, with five kids, I would say the kids, okay, we have this much we've planned for electricity. If you guys are light Nazis and go and turn lights off, and it comes in less than that, the plan's going to tell me that it came in less, then guess what? We're going to use that money and go to the movies or go to Dream World. And it gets the kids involved. And I'm so adamant, you have to teach your kids and get them involved. Do not let them just see you spend money without you teaching them that you're first paying your bills, because otherwise they just see you're spending money. So they get their first job and they just spend money. So we have to teach them. And I actually have a course, a smaller course called Kids and Money. It's 17 money truths to teach your kids before they're 18. And guess how much that costs? $17.18. 17 before 18, the things that we need to teach, because your kids are not being taught.
Money, I love in school. That.
They no, aren't being taught. So you need to teach them, but most of us don't know it.
Teach us, Sherry, teach us.
And so it is. And so it's like, I was just on a guest podcast yesterday from someone who teaches parents about their kids. And yeah, it's like most of the time we don't know. So how can we pass on what we don't know? And for most of us, debt is normal.
Mm.
But what I teach is to be financially weird. Now, we have been financially weird. We never had credit. The only other than our home that we paid off, if we didn't have it, we just didn't spend it. Yep. That's a money truth that I teach. But today, consumerism says, if you want it, get it now, pay later.
Oh yeah, there's all the four payment things now. Pay later system.
It's so socially acceptable. It's so normal. And so when people have debt, it's like it's so acceptable, but not in my world. And that's the world that I teach. Debt is really, the way I teach it, it's you're stealing. You have something, a consumer good, that you have not paid for. Now, we know if you walk into a store and walk out without paying, that's stealing. But just because the company will let you just take your little card and tap or sign a document saying, you know, I'll pay you over the next 12 months, doesn't still make it that it's that you're not taking something you haven't paid for.
Oh, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I take people to a really deep level in that so that they understand how important it is that if you have consumer debt, I'm not talking mortgage debt, but consumer things we consume. And as soon as we buy them, they lose value. Yet if you put them on credit every day, it's costing you more to pay for that thing. So the value is going down. If you had to sell it, you're going to get a lot less. But over time, as long as it takes you to pay that credit card off, it could you could be paying seven times the amount what you actually put on that credit card. These are all little basic money truths that the credit card's not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you these things because everyone is in most companies are they want to just make money.
Yeah.
They don't really care. I mean, you look at how much the banks make every year and you're thinking, okay, I think you're being a bit greedy. you know?
Give me some.
That's right.
Yeah, so, no, that's it. And I mean, I was just thinking as well, I do want to go more into money truths, but you can easily create a spending plan as a business as well. Like you have one for home and one for business, exact same thing, same format, all that.
Great. Yeah. Great question. So what I do is there's what I call life costs and style costs.
Yeah.
Okay. So in our personal life, we have our life costs. That's there's usually about 10 things we spend our money on that we all do. Okay. And so we put those in the plan first because we want to make sure that you can cover those. And then there's your style costs. That might be different. You might get your hair, your nails done. Yep. I bite my nails. I don't need my nails done. I do it
no, I love
DIY.
My nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have our style costs. But as my is make sure you get your life costs. And those include more than just food and shelter and food. That includes having a big bad wolf account. That includes having a long-term replacement savings account for the things that you know are going to break down so that you don't play victim. And making sure all your bills are covered, you know? So those are the life costs. Then it will tell you how much you have left over, and then you can choose how you're going to spend your other money. Same in your business. When I work with small business owners, most of them, you know, they have accountants, they have MYOB and all the stuff, yet they have no clue how much they need to make or how much it's even costing them in their business. And I come in and I say, okay, let's put in your life costs of your business. And they'll put in this and they'll, and I'll say, no, business coaching is not one. Okay. That's a luxury. What I'm talking is if you have to be licensed to do your job, that's a life cost for your business. It's the very things that you can't run your business if you don't pay for those. Okay. And then there's your life. And so once we get those in there, it will tell them exactly the dollar you need to make this much to pay for your life costs. And then if you want your luxury, this is the amount you need to pay for that. But then you also have to pay yourself. Remember, you have a spending plan for your personal. You need to be able to pay yourself a wage. And of course, they're separate. They are not the same plan. They are separate plans. $20 for your personal, $20 for your business. Because we have to pay ourselves.
Yeah.
And so in both areas, we have to look at your life costs first. And that's where the truth comes in. And yeah, it tells you. And for couples or partners, the fighting stops because it tells the truth.
Yeah.
There's no, oh, I'm right. No, you're right. No, the plan's right. We just each individually need to align ourselves to the plan. Mm-hmm. That eliminates all the arguments and resurrects your dreams. A lot of people bury their dreams because budgeting doesn't really help you save. And that's why I went out and looked. It helped me maybe pay this week's bills or next month's bills, but it didn't look into the future.
Yeah.
And so those dreams you have, a lot of people just forget them. Where they come to me and they might be in their 60s and never been on an overseas holiday. And in their first year, they go on a holiday because we put it in the plan and it's so easily achievable. And so
that's so good. Yeah. And because that's look, I'm one of those business owners that doesn't really know 100%. You can't ask me, oh, you know, what are your expenses for the month? I can't tell you. I just don't know. I know it's not massive. I don't have massive overheads. I think the biggest ones are my VA, and I now have an office space. Yeah. And the rest are just like little bits here and there, you know, subscriptions and whatever. But it's still key to know. And I think this kind of thing sounds really, for someone who's not a numbers person, it sounds like.
And we don't need to. Why be nervous on something that if we had the right tool, you don't need to. And with small businesses, of course, we know we don't get a standard salary. Hmm. Okay. It fluctuates. And even if you're not a business owner, you might work by the hour and get overtime. And so people say, does it work for that? It works beautifully. We're in a budget. If something goes wrong, you have to get that calculator out and recalculate everything because your world changed. With the spending plan, you just say, no, it was a different amount. It recalculates everything. And I teach people that you need to base your life and your style costs on your base, what you are guaranteed to get. Not on, oh, most of the time I get overtime. No. We're basing it on your base wage, because at least 4 weeks out of the month, you're going on holiday. And you're just going to get your base wage.
Good point.
So it's all those little money truths that I had to learn as a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And truth will set you free. Mm. And it will show you your truth, but you have to be honest. You have to be honest with yourself and say, I'm going to follow it. You're going to have to be honest with your spouse, your partner, your children, your colleagues, your friends. So when your friends say, hey, let's go out, and you've used all your FFFI money, as I call it, food, fuel, fun, and incidentals, you've already spent it for the week, then you need to be brave enough to say, I don't have the money until next, you know, I'm done. I can't.
Mm.
Or not that I can't. That's right. We don't use that word. But you have to realize that you don't want to impress anybody. Because you might be impressing them, but at night you're stressing.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Everyone, most people out there, and most people that you see that on Facebook that are going on holidays, I would say at least 60% of them
put it on credit.
So don't think, oh, poor me, I can't afford that. And when we went on a holiday 2.5 years ago, and that was my 5 children. Two of them had young families, and we all went and surprised my mom for her 80th.
Oh, lovely.
They all had a spending plan. They all had cash. And we even had a Big Bad Wolf account for our trip because, of course, things always go wrong. You might miss a flight or things like that. And we all even came home with money because we planned for the unexpected. You have to have a plan for the unexpected, because those are things that can totally ruin any holiday or anything, and that will bring stress. So planning is the key. And I'm a happy spender. My Facebook group is Happy Spenders Beyond Budgeting, because I take you beyond budgeting to that third extra dimension of timing, which makes all the difference. And I'm a genuine happy spender because I plan my spending. I save for it, which the software does beautifully for me. And then I happily spend. I don't, for 19 years, and I said most of those, I had 5 children at home and I was a stay-at-home mom. My husband has a moderate rage, you know, but we did it very easily because we had a plan. We were honest to our plan. And we now, and we're financially weird. I had friends who thought I was weird because I wouldn't.
I've heard that term before, but
yeah, I wouldn't take my kids to McDonald's every other day because I was too lazy to cook, or I wouldn't stop at the store on the way home and buy a cooked chicken. I remember thinking, I can't, $12 for a cooked chicken. I can buy a raw one for $3 and cook it. So those were things, and they just said, Sherry, you're just so weird. Well, guess what? Go forward 30 years, our home's paid off. You know, we paid that off in 15 years. We have an investment home. We go on holidays and everything sinks. So I'm weird. And I invite other people to become weird, because normal people have debt. Normal people live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. I don't want the straight. Normal people have money stress. I want money success. I want financial peace. And that's what I have. And it's you, 1 + 1 = 2. It's so simple. If you know the truth, it will set you free.
Oh, I love this. We could keep talking. I think this is brilliant. But I'll hold it there and I'll ask a few questions that I always ask my guests. And the first one is, what's the best marketing method for your business?
The best marketing is my clients. My clients tell their people, and they usually will, prior to 2020, they would invite me over to their home and invite some family and friends. And then someone said, oh, do you do, what do you call it? Party plan. It's like, no, it's not party plan. It's just that they're happy about it and they want to tell other people. So that's my number one marketing, is my happy clients, my happy spenders. And then the second one is Facebook organic. I have never in the whole 6 years paid for any marketing. Mm-hmm. I just get on there, share my happy spenders stories. And yeah, search out those groups that I know there's people in there hurting, which is probably every group, because money affects everyone.
Yeah.
And so that's where I hang out a lot, is on Facebook.
Awesome. And how do you take care of your health and wellness?
My health and wellness? I do eat very healthy. I didn't used to, but as you get older, and doctors told me as a kid I would be in a wheelchair because I have osteoarthritis from multiple knee surgeries as a kid. And I just thought, nope, I don't want that. And so I eat well and I sleep well. I think we underestimate the power of sleep. Thank goodness every day we have at least 8 hours where we can sleep. Because I know as a business owner, some days you just feel like throwing the towel in. And I think, thank goodness, I can just shut the door to my office and have a good sleep and you wake up feeling better. So yes, sleep and eating clean, good food. And I would say exercise. I don't do much exercise. I do have a Pilates machine behind me that I do sit there and do a few things. But yeah, that's it. And just don't be hard on yourself. Be sympathetic to yourself as you would someone else who might be going through a tough time. You know, you're just going to listen and say you're doing a great job.
Great. I love that. And so how can people connect with you?
Yes. So the best way to connect is in my Facebook community or Facebook group, which is Happy Spenders Beyond Budgeting. And in there every week, I actually run a webinar. I usually Tuesday midday and then Wednesday early evening every week, just because I'm always getting inquiries. So it's rather than doing one-on-one, I'll just kind of help everyone understand what I do and the different, like say it's as little with $10 a month just to get into the software, up until my most favorite is my 8-week group course. And that's very powerful and very affordable. And it will give you that knowledge that you need in a short period of time that will last you a lifetime. And then I say, teach your kids. So yeah, Happy Spenders Beyond Budgeting. I do have a business page, Essential Spending Planner. And feel free to become my friend and get to know me, because, you know, you'll see my family, you'll see and all that. And so that's Facebook is the place where I am. And LinkedIn. I'm getting more exposure on LinkedIn, especially for those small business owners, just so they can have some clarity on their personal how to do both. Because they have to really be good with money. They have to take care of their personal money as well as their business. And so I can give them the perfect tool that will give them 100% clarity.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. This has been really interesting. Like I said, you know, we've had that previous conversation, but I've even learned more now about what this can all do. Probably it's because timing wise, because it's, you know, back of my mind, I keep pushing back further. Yes. So it's definitely there. But thank you so much for joining us, Sherry. It's been really good.
You're welcome. And thanks for having me, Leanne.
And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating review via Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice, and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247 or book in a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.